Welcome to Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, Maseches Brachos, Chapter 3, Mishnah 2. So the Mishnah continues from the previous Mishnah. So they've already brought the person to the cemetery in the outskirts of the city, and they've already buried the person. Now the custom is that when they leave the kever, when they leave the grave, we make a line of people, nowadays two lines of people, and the mourners walk between those lines, and all those that have come to the funeral wish them and say to them, Hamakom Yinachim Eschem, the Almighty should comfort you, B'Sosher Aveil Etzion Yerushalayim, amongst the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. So the Mishnah says, Kavru Esameis V'Chazru. Let's say they concluded. They already buried the fellow, and they're on their way back from the kever, from the grave, and now they made the shura, they made this line. Imichayim L'Hascha V'Ligmar. Let's say a person is a participant at this funeral. If they're able to say at least one parasha of Shema, the first paragraph of Shema, some say even the first verse, Achelo Yagir L'Shura, before they have to get to the line to stand on line, Yaschilo, then they should start. V'imlav, but if they're so close to the grave, they're in the beginning of the line, and there's not enough time for them to start and conclude the Shema before they will be in the row and the mourner will come, Lo Yaschil, they should not start to read it. Rather, they should first comfort the mourner, because comforting a mourner is a biblical commandment, and if one is busy with a mitzvah, preoccupied with a mitzvah, they're exempt from doing another mitzvah. The Mishnah concludes, Aylim Bashura, those that are standing in the row. Hapnimim, the one that are in the inner row, that means sometimes you have a lot of people, and the rows are multiple people thick. So those people that are literally standing inside, and the mourner sees them, Petur Mikriyashma, they don't have to read Kriyashma, because the mourner sees them, and they directly tell him, Amakom Yinachim. But those who do not see the actual mourner, they're on the outside, so the row has two or three lines in it, those people, chayavim, those are obligated to say Shema in the very spot that they find themselves in at that point. Just one last point on this concept or idea of Hamakom Yinachim, the customary greeting that one says when they come to a house of mourning. The commentaries are all bothered by the choice of Hamakom. Literally the place. Why couldn't we choose a name for God that's more employed in this type of blessing? Maybe Harachaman, the merciful one. Wouldn't that be more appropriate? And the answer that's given is that Hashem is everywhere. That's true, but a person who loses a loved one sometimes feels that they've been abandoned by Hashem. But we know the truth is there's nowhere where Hashem is not. So we wish the mourner that Hamakom, the place, should comfort him. We pray that he should be blessed by a renewed understanding and an awareness of Hashem being there in his presence, even in the grief-stricken place which he finds himself in. For that too is a place of Hamakom, the place of Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. He's everything. And therefore, that gives the person great comfort, knowing that Hashem is there even in their time of need, in their time of mourning.